Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Many people living with HIV who need antiretroviral therapy find it difficult to access care. Tamara Credo from the South African Cochrane Centre is part of the team that published a new Cochrane Review in June 2013, looking at ways of organising service delivery that might help.
The difficulties that some people experience in accessing antiretroviral therapy are often because of the time and money needed to get to the relevant health centres. We've investigated an approach to overcome this, in which antiretroviral therapy is provided closer to people's homes. This decentralizing of treatment moves it from hospitals to health centers or even to the community. We wanted to find out whether this process reduces the number of people lost to follow-up, and we chose attrition as the primary outcome for the review. This is the number of people who have either died or been lost to follow-up. We've been working with the World Health Organization while preparing this review, and based on our findings, which I'll summarize in a moment, their new consolidated guidelines on HIV care, released in June this year, have for the first time made strong recommendations for decentralization and community delivery of antiretrovirals. We completed the searches for our review in March 2013, by which time we'd found 16 eligible studies. These include 2 high-quality randomized trials and 14 studies that collected data from HIV care programs. All but one study was conducted in Africa, and study participants included adults and children who had been followed up for 2 years. Several studies provided data on costs, which showed reduced costs for both patients and the health system when patients attended facilities closer to their homes. There are 3 models of care in the review. The first is partial decentralization, where antiretroviral therapy starts at a hospital and then moves to a health center. Next is full decentralization, when treatment starts and continues at a health center. And lastly, the provision of antiretroviral therapy in the community, in which treatment starts at a health center or hospital and then continues in the patient's home. Taking these models in turn, 4 studies with nearly 40,000 patients showed that partial decentralization probably reduces attrition, with fewer patients lost to care after 1 year. There were also 4 studies of full decentralization, in which antiretroviral therapy was started and continued at a health center. More than 56,000 patients were included in these studies, and we found that there was probably no difference in the number of deaths and patients lost to follow-up, but there were probably fewer patients lost to care after 1 year. There was much less data on the effects of trained volunteers providing therapy in the community, with just 2 trials and fewer than 1,500 patients. This makes it difficult to draw conclusions about this model of care, but we did not detect any difference in death or losses after 1 year when compared to providing care at a health center. In summary, none of the models of decentralization led to worse health outcomes. This should reassure clinicians that providing HIV treatment at lower levels in the health system does not necessarily lead to a serious reduction in the quality of clinical care. And in fact, some settings seem to reduce the number of patients lost to follow-up, which is consistent with treatment being more accessible. The studies have also shown that decentralization is feasible across a range of support structures, with appropriate investments in training, supervision, and additional devices such as computer-aided or checklist-based decision aids. This is important, and policymakers and program managers need to ensure adequate supervision and support when organizing widespread delivery of HIV care through more basic tiers in the health system.
Details of the types of support that were required in the studies in the review, along with full information on other features of those studies and their outcomes, can be found in the full review. This is available on the internet at thecochranelibrary.com.